Well, I have the opportunity to talk with Jeff Solberg, the CEO of GrowMark Incorporated, and last week they held their annual meeting, and we're going to kind of talk about the biggest top session in that annual meeting, and that was the year-end financial results. So, Jeff, first of all, let's talk about that and hit the highlights for us.
Okay, the highlights are record sales for us. We are reporting an estimated sales number, $10.3 billion this year. That's up about $300 million from last year. And, of course, a lot of that is price-related, but we've had good solid volume growth behind that. And then that sales level produced pre-tax income of $220 million, which, once again, is an estimated number since our year-end really occurs after our annual meeting, so we can get the annual meeting done before everybody gets really busy with harvest. So $220 million of pre-tax income, of which $135 million of that pre-tax income will get paid out to our members as patronage, and that will be distributed 40% in cash and 60% in stock this year. So it's a good solid distribution, one of the highest patronage levels in the history of the company. And then we always follow that up with what we call a base capital plan stock redemption. We'll be able to convert most of that $135 million back to nearly all cash after our stock redemption, which follows the issuance of patronage in a couple of months.
Well, beyond those financial releases, let's talk about some of the other business you were able to take care of during your annual meeting. And one of those was the executive committee announcements and the elections of directors.
Yes, we elected two new directors to lay the groundwork. We have an age 65 agreement that a director will not run for his director position after turning age 65. So we had a couple of retirements this year. Denis Bordeaux out of Canada reached the age 65 limit. So we have a new director from Canada, Warren Jibb, who is president of one of our member cooperatives in Canada. And of course, Dan Kelly, who's been our chairman for 13 years, was not able to be reelected. So we do have a new chairman to replace Dan Kelly. That election was held right after the annual meeting and the organizational meeting of the board. And John Riefsteck, who formerly was vice chairman of the board, has been elected as chairman and president of GrowMark as of last Wednesday. The rest of the executive committee was elected by the board, two vice chairmen, Chet Ester out of Beardstown, Illinois, and Rick Nelson out of Paxton, Illinois. And then Bob Phelps, who's been on the GrowMark board for many years, has been named secretary. So the executive committee of the board is John Riefsteck, Chet Ester, Rick Nelson, and Bob Phelps. But we also had an election in what we call Zone A, which is generally the northern Illinois portion of our territory. And Ron Pearson, who is presently president of AgView Service Company in Princeton, Illinois, has also been elected to the board to replace Dan Kelly in that board chair or that board seat. So two new directors and a new chairman this year and kind of a remade executive committee, although three of the four are the same that we've had in the past year. So we'll have some new leadership at GrowMark this year. And John's already been in the office and we've started to talk about the things that we need to do different and kind of make it an agenda that is going to look more like John's agenda now. So change is always good. We do acknowledge the service that Dan Kelly gave us for 13 years as chairman of the board. It's a rather unusual event for GrowMark to go through a change in board chairman. We had Mel Sims for more than 20 years, who was then followed by Glenn Webb for more than 20 years as well, and then Dan served for 13 years. So the changeover in the chairman position at GrowMark is relatively rare, but we always have very solid men that can handle this position, and we're looking forward to the leadership that John's going to bring for us.
Well, new leadership is always exciting, and they've got big shoes to fill with lots of history behind them. I understand you also honored a cooperative leader.
Yes, we did. We always name a friend of GrowMark. This year it was Mike Cook, who's a professor at the University of Missouri and very, very engaged in the world of cooperatives. There's a program that most cooperatives participate in called the Graduate Institute of Cooperative Leadership, or what we call GICL, G-I-C-L. And Mike Cook is the head of that organization. And Mike's been a good friend of GrowMark for many, many years. We've had many of our GrowMark people that have gone to the GICL program, and he's touched many, many of the GrowMark employees as well as most of the cooperative employees and other cooperatives around the United States. So it was nice to have Mike on stage with us and come to the annual meeting, be recognized as what we call a friend of Growmark.
I mean, to wrap this up, let's quickly look into the year 2014. We can't predict the weather, but how do you feel your growers are prepped for the next growing season?
Well, we're looking forward to a rather late harvest, and if we'd have had this conversation a month ago, I think we'd be looking at a little different outlook. Obviously, there hasn't been a lot of rainfall in the month of August, and from what I'm hearing for all the different people I talk to is there's going to be a tremendous amount of variability across the whole state and probably the Midwest, as some areas did get those timely rains and those same rains missed other areas. The good news is, based upon the numbers of some crop tours and USDA, we are going to have a corn crop that should exceed 13 billion bushels, and that's going to allow us to rebuild our stock somewhat. Stocks got dangerously low coming out of the drought of 2012. So it's going to be a decent harvest for us, although it's going to be highly variable. Obviously, prices are starting to reflect that, but the dryness here recently has propped up prices again. But we do need to get our stocks back into better shape so we can be a good, long-term, reliable supplier of corn and soybeans to our markets. There was a lot of demand destruction that came out of 2012. If you look at exports being below a billion bushels for the first time in probably recent history or anybody's memory, ethanol was down. The livestock people have really paid very high input prices to feed their animals. So we need a little bit of relief on that, even though the crop prices are going to be down. We did have to have a good harvest, and it looks like we'll have a decent harvest anyway across the Midwest and get our stocks built back up. So while a wet spring delayed planting, first half of the growing season looked pretty good. Pollination was generally pretty good with the weather, but we're getting some dryness now that's going to take a little bit off the crop. But at least we'll have a much better crop than we had last year when it was 10 or 11 billion bushels. We've got such demand for these products now, we have to have really good crops every year. And so 2013 looks like it's going to be a year to start rebuilding those stocks. And we're looking forward to a 14 that continues that. Every year we go in assuming that we're going to have a normal year for weather. Of course, it never turns out like that. There is no normal anymore, but we're ready for any dryness or wet weather that might impede harvest, impede spring planting. So we're ready for about anything, but we always plan for a normal year, and we know generally what kind of inputs are going to be necessary to put the next crop in. We know what kind of services are going to be necessary to harvest this crop and get it dried, get it stored, get it moved, and get it sold. So we're ready for 2014. Agriculture's in pretty good shape right now. It's been in good shape. High prices have buoyed the farm income for farmers. As we say, the livestock producers have had to deal with some high input costs, but hopefully they get a little relief this coming year. But we're looking forward to a good 2014.
Well, thanks for shedding some light on what we can kind of expect coming into the next year. Once again, having the opportunity to talk to Jeff Solberg, who is the CEO of Growmark, and kind of recapping their annual meeting that was held last week. I'm Jamie Johansson.